You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, I am answering a question from Christina in Vermont. And her question is about the initial visit with a child, first session in the playroom, and the assessment process and that first intake session. We don't typically call it intake, but that first session with a child, some questions around there. So Christina in Vermont, thank you so much for reaching out, and to all the rest of you in Vermont, hello, all of my New Englanders. Okay, so her email in part says, I'm continually amazed at the different ways kids come and play in the playroom. Me too. My question is about an intake assessment. I feel like I remember you talking about house tree person. I do that in our first session and invite children to create something in the sand tray for the first intake meeting. I let them know the first time is the only time I will ask some specific questions and invite them to play something that I ask. But I'm able to gather so much from these two initial assessments. I was wondering if you could speak more to intake assessment with the child. A million thank yous for all your work and teaching. Okay, so I have talked about house tree person in the past. I know in the collective, there's some resources posted about that as well. But I think, let me just kind of hit broad overview for maybe those of you who are new and maybe who are not as familiar with house tree person. I know in the coaching groups, we get into it pretty deeply. But for those of you that may not be familiar with it, I just want to hit some highlights for you. And I think practically speaking, it's more important that I talk about how the first session is conducted. I think that will serve a lot of you as well if you want to start doing house tree person, for example. So number one, let's start with if you're going to do house tree person, and if you have no idea what I'm talking about, sorry, it's a drawing assessment where you have a child draw a house, a tree, and a person, and then there are some questions that are associated with it. We at our center also do kinetic family drawing, so we add that on. So the child actually does four drawings in the first appointment. So they draw a house, they draw a tree, they draw a person, and a picture of their family doing something together. So that's HTP-KFD. That's how we abbreviate that at the center. But if you're going to do any kind of assessment like that, it has to be the first session and the first session only. In other words, if you're right in the middle of working with a child and you hear this episode and you think, oh, wow, that would have been really interesting. I would love to do that with kids. Let me start doing that. You have to start with new kids, not existing kids. And what I mean by that is if you've already made it clear that the child is in charge and this is a child-centered playroom and you never direct the child in any way, shape, or form, you can't do that on week 12 or week 19 or whatever other week you might be on because it's a huge deviation from the CCPT model. The only way that it works is if it's the first session, because at that point you can say, because this is our first session, and then you talk through the things that are going to happen on that first visit. And I'll walk you through the language of that in just a moment. But I just wanted to be really clear. Please do not try to implement any kind of assessments midway through working with a child if the precedent has already been set that you're a child-centered play therapist. And I'm assuming you are if you're listening to this. So I think that's a given. But we don't want to deviate from CCPT is what I'm trying to say. Why I think house tree person and a kinetic family drawing are so valuable and so helpful is that it gives you a snapshot and it gives you some insight on that very first visit. That child is a stranger to you when they walk through that door. And when you have them draw those four drawings and you have them answer questions, it's like giving you a little Polaroid of exactly where they are when they start treatment. And it is incredible what you gain from that. So we use it as a tool. Here's my disclaimer. We don't ever need to do any kind of assessment for CCPT to be effective. We don't need to know what's going on with the child. We don't need a snapshot. We don't need a Polaroid. We need nothing but the child's name. So I just want to be very clear. This is not something that you need to do or should do or have to do. This is something we've chosen to do. And I'll be very transparent. It's really more for parents than for us. What I mean by that is, while I do gain insight from it, when they're drawing, my little flags and bells are going off in my head like, oh boy, okay, that's anxiety. Oh boy, that's guardedness. Oh, okay, there's trauma. So I'm getting perspective and awareness while they're drawing and while they're answering the questions. So I am given more perspective and objectivity about what the child is dealing with when they walk through that door. But I don't need any of that, because if we trust the model and we trust the process, we know that kids are going to deal with what they need to deal with. So I don't need to know that there's anxiety in that child's life. I'm going to see it in their play. I don't need to know there's a history of trauma. I'm going to see it in their play. So let's be really clear. This is not necessary. We use it because it helps in our first 5-week parent consultation. 5 weeks in, most of the time, parents are not going to see much meaningful change. So you sit down to get an update from them and you say, okay, I've seen your child 5 times. I wonder if you can tell me any changes that you've noticed, good or bad. I'm wondering if you can just fill me in on what you think is helpful for me to know in the last 5 weeks. 9.5 out of 10 times, they're going to say, yeah, I haven't really seen much change at all. And then worst case scenario, they're going to tell you that things have gotten worse because you're already moving into resistance. That's a really hard sell to have someone bringing their child for more than a month and they don't see any evidence that this is helpful or working or getting them in the direction they want to go. And or it might be making things worse, which again, this is why the initial parent consult means so much, y'all. I talked about it in the last few episodes. I've talked about it a lot in earlier episodes. You have to have a script and a template and a framework for what you say to parents the first time you meet with them. Because if you don't talk this out and you're not succinct and articulate about it, parents say, never mind, this isn't working, no thanks. I'm going to go find a CBT therapist. I'm going to go find a talk therapist. I don't think this is the right approach. This whole play thing isn't really working. The way we combat that is we make sure that we explain everything and we help them know what's coming. But that was kind of a little bit of a left turn. Why we think about this so importantly is that when you sit down for that 5 week and they tell you nothing really has changed, nothing really is noticeable, you, in the initial 5 sessions, you're getting to know the child, you're building rapport, you're building relationship, but that doesn't really instill a lot of confidence in a parent either. If all you have to report for 5 sessions is that you built rapport and relationship and connection and the child trusts you now, that's a lot of time and a lot of money, especially if it's private pay, for you to build relationship and connection with their kid. So when you go over House Tree Person and Kinetic Family Drawing and you provide some awareness and perspective that you gained from that first week, parents are like, oh, okay, there is stuff here. Wow, he or she is aware of what's going on. Oh, wow, look at all the stuff that they figured out just from these drawings. Oh, okay, that's really meaningful. Oh, there's evidence of anxiety. Okay, so that means that we're going to work on that. So my transparency is, while I do find benefit in them, it is 95% geared for the 5-week parent consult. And it helps parents have more confidence and trust in the process. Because if all you can say is, well, we've really built a solid connection in these last 5 weeks, and I know you haven't seen any change, but I promise it's coming, that doesn't serve the child, the parent, or you well. But if you can very tangibly and specifically say, okay, so in the drawing and in the questions and in this, these are my observations, these are my thoughts, this is what the child is revealing, that is powerful for a parent. And it helps them to hang on for another round of 5. I think that was really important to discuss. So thank you, Christina, for posing this. And then also be mindful that as you are doing that first session, it's not just about the drawings. You can house everything that you need to do in that first session under this is your first time. So I need to share a few things with you. This is about communication and setting some expectations. A child knows that if they're somewhere for the first time with a stranger, that they probably need to know what's going on. So this is when I share that I take notes in session. This is when I share that we're going to play for 50 minutes, that you can choose a snack at the end, that we're going to see each other same time, same day each week, that you're in charge when you're here. Confidentiality. I go through all of these expectations and I communicate all of this to the child because they need to know what's going on. They need to be made aware of the important things that they need to know moving forward. And then, so not only is it, this is the first time you've ever been here, so I'm going to share a couple of things with you. That's how you can talk the first session. Then how the child will do the house, tree, person, kinetic family drawings is, and because this is our first time, we're going to do four drawings and I'm going to ask you some questions so that I can get to know you a little bit. And now there's a reason behind those. I'm trying to get to know you a little bit. That's truthful. And now I add on 10 favorite things. So at the end of the drawings, I say, okay, so now I'm just going to ask you 10 of your favorite things. And then from here on out, you're in charge and I'm never in charge again. And then I go through my little list of 10 favorite things that I ask a child. And now the child feels like I've taken the time to get to know them. I've explained everything that I need to explain. They're aware of what's coming and what this is all about. And then I'm never in charge again. And I keep that promise. So the only way this works is if it's very first session and you take advantage of the fact that it's your first session. So you can say the things you need to say, you can have them do the drawings, you can get to know them a little bit, and then as soon as all of those things are out of the way, you declare again, once and for all, okay, everything that I needed to do is over. So this, the rest of this session and every session moving forward, you are completely in charge and you get to decide what we do. And then you're right back into full CCPT adherence. So Christina, thank you so much for that question. I hope that's helpful for all of you, especially maybe those of you that have not done house, tree, person or kinetic family drawing. And maybe those of you that do not go through that conversation in the first session with your kids. Again, everything we do is scripted and we have a template for it. So we're very intentional so that every single kid gets the exact same experience. You should too, for a lot of reasons. And I really encourage you to think about how you're going to structure that first visit for the child, just like you think about how you structure the first meeting with the parents. It's exactly the same thing. They're a stranger when they come in and meet with you for the parent consult. The child's a stranger when he or she comes in and meets with you for the first session. You should have very intentional and scripted conversations in both of those so that you can be effective and you're consistent and you communicate everything that needs to be communicated. All right, y'all. Again, Christina, thank you so much. And thank you for all of you for listening. If you are new to the podcast, so glad you're here. Welcome. This is an amazing family of people and you will just feel like you found your tribe. If you have not listened to the episodes in order, please go back and listen in one chronological swoop. And that will be really helpful because it kind of preps you for everything that we're talking about now. You have to have the foundational stuff. By the way, y'all, it was 2 weeks ago that we crossed the 350,000 download mark. 2 weeks ago, let me say that again because this is mind-blowing to me. We just are ready to hit 375,000. So in 2 weeks, you all have downloaded 25,000 episodes of this podcast. I hope that that shocks you as much as it shocks me because shock in the best way, not in a, oh my goodness, I'm horrified way, in an absolutely so humbled and excited and grateful way. This is CCPT taking over the world. And this is kids being given the most effective and appropriate therapeutic intervention. And it makes me so, so glad to be a part of this. So give yourselves a pat on the back. Your commitment, your investment, the time that you spend, the hours that you spend with me working on this, trying to be the best that you can be. It matters. It matters for you. It matters for your kids. It matters for your families, for your communities, for your state, for your country, for everything. For the rest of humanity, it matters because there's a cyclical change that's taking place for these kids and these families. 375,000 downloads. Oh my gosh. All right. Love y'all so much. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.